I have to pick up where I left off on the I just started dictating a consult letter for Linda McLaren, M-A-C-L-A-R-E-N, date of birth 7/13/49. It was going to Ashley Saylor. So there should be one just before this. And I was right in the middle of the of describing what was going on, and then I had a call I had to answer. So it hung up. So I need to start back in the start with the stuff I already did, and then we'll go from there. The patient did see a urologist for her urinary retention that showed up on her most recent ultrasound, September of 20th of 2021. And they felt that the procedure wasn't done correctly, so they're going to repeat the kidney and bladder ultrasound. They need to be doing it soon. She said she's been putting it off, and now she agrees to get a hold of them and get that scheduled. She does not have any signs of pressure, pain. She feels as if she's emptying her bladder well. No back pain, no flank pain, no visible blood or cloudiness in the urine. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. And no edema or claudication symptoms. And medications, we already reviewed those in the progress in the previous note. Vital signs, pulse 76, blood pressure is 111.68, weight 188 pounds, and her weight is down 8 pounds over the last 6 months. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 15th of 2022. And the creatinine is stable, 1.34. Previous two levels were 1.2 and 1.44. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium 9.2, albumin 4.0, phosphorus 3.4. Hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and no progression of disease. Hypertension is well controlled and actually better than it was previously. It's not quite as low, and the symptoms are gone. Type 2 diabetes. The patient will discuss with you whether you would like to change the Invokana to a different, less expensive medication. And so we will not touch that. We don't know of any other in that class of drug that would be less expensive. She should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months and follow a low-salt diabetic diet. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.